This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gopak. Both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence in Sambal, Uttar Pradesh. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the scene was no different as members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others again trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid uproar, Union Minister for Shipping Sarbananda Sonwal introduced the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The presiding officer rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition on different issues and appealed to the agitating members for order in the House, but they did not pay heed. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, as soon as the House met this morning, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding discussion on issues including bribery charges against the business group, violence in Sambal and the situation in Manipur. As the opposition continued with their protest, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till noon. In the Rajya Sabha as well, similar scenes prevailed, leading to the adjournment, first till noon and then for the day. In the morning, when the House met, Chankar rejected adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, violence in Sambal, law and order situation in Manipur and Delhi and others. Members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, Left and AAP and others created noisy scenes in the House. The chairman urged the members to allow the House to function. As the noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, when the House reassembled and the pandemonium continued over same issues, the chairman adjourned the House for the day. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi said that 96 ships and submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy in the coming 10 years. He said 62 ships and one submarine are under construction, and efforts are being made to induct more ships and submarines in the Indian Navy as part of the self-reliant drive in the coming years. He was briefing the media in New Delhi today during the annual Navy Day press conference. Admiral Tripathi expressed hope that the first nuclear-powered submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy by the year 2036-37. He said acquisition process of three Scorpion submarines is also at an advanced stage. Speaking on the recent nuclear-capable missile test from INS Arighat, Admiral Tripathi pointed out that India carried out a test of the missile and the launch was successful. On the growing concerns of the Pakistan Navy's ambitious naval projects, the Chief of Naval Staff said many Pakistan Navy warships and submarines are being built with Chinese support. The Navy Day will be celebrated at Puri in Odisha on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the occasion as chief guest. The total coal production from captive and commercial mines has reached over 112 million tons in the last 8 months, marking a substantial increase of around 35% in comparison to the same period last year. Union Coal Ministry said in November this year alone, the total coal production from these mines was around 17 million tons. It said the dispatch from these mines has also seen remarkable growth. As of November, the total dispatch from captive and commercial mines reached over 119 million tons, an increase of around 34% in comparison to the same period last year. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees has suspended its aid operations through the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza following a series of armed robberies that have disrupted humanitarian assistance to the besieged territory. The decision comes after armed gangs seized an entire convoy of air aid trucks on November 16, followed by another raid on food trucks on November 29. UNRWA officials cite multiple challenges hampering their humanitarian mission, including the ongoing siege of Gaza. The world's largest United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification began in Riyadh today, bringing together an unprecedented gathering of global leaders, policymakers, and environmental experts. This critical conference, running from December 2nd to 13th, aims to accelerate action on land restoration and drought resilience worldwide. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.